I'm just quickly reading about it so I don't sound like an idiot.
Don't worry, I'll edit it out so it sounds like you know what you're talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
Hi, this is Vo with We Heart Music Radio and Sally.
Hello.
What do you want to talk about next? Because
Well, I suppose we can jump to Sydney Festival because tickets went on sale. So Sydney Festival runs for quite a while. I don't exactly know how long it runs for, but it pretty much starts now and runs at least into the start of next year. Because all I know is so far I've bought tickets to see Jay Mascis, who is playing, which is a bit exciting. There's also people like Peabody, not Peabody. That's another thing I'll talk about later. PJ Harvey, close. Mike Patton, one of something new he's doing. Mondo Cane, I don't know if you've heard of that. But yeah, there's lots of music, lots of shows, lots of sort of art and theatre. Sort of a whole mishmash of different things.
So I did take a look at the website, and there's a lot of free stuff, which is always good. There's theater, music, dance, visual arts, I guess spoken words and films, and it looks like a pretty massive organization. You could probably get kind of lost trying to figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, you can actually buy tickets that which are like multi packs or something. I don't know exactly how they phrase it, but you can buy like just a bunch of tickets for and go to a few different things just so you can, so you don't have to decide there and then.
Yeah, but those are usually like $10 billion, isn't it? Or am I wrong?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't look at prices, but.
Don't know. I think it's almost cheaper to buy just the singles on those.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I noticed that PJ Harvey, first of all, sold out. I don't know if
Oh,
that's
I did it.
breaking news. Yeah, January 18th to the 19th of 2012 is completely sold out at the State Theater.
Wow.
So you are lucky to have a pair of tickets if you bought them, I
Well, I
guess.
don't. Yeah, I don't. It's funny because I'm not a massive PJ Harvey fan, but I've seen her probably more times than I've seen any other band. It's kind of strange. Like I go to festivals and I just kind of happen to be standing there and she'll come on and I don't mind her, so I'll stand there and watch. But yeah, I've seen her about 4 or 5 times. Kind of weird.
Is she super skinny, or has she eaten since I last saw
I
her?
don't know. I haven't seen a picture of her recently, but I can't imagine her to fatten up.
Okay, so I've also noticed Nouvelle Vague is playing, which is that French
Yes.
band. You're not going to see them?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing them actually. That kind of I hadn't remembered, but yes, I might. I've definitely got to trawl through this website and see what else is on. I've had a little look at like because you can get, scattered around the place. If you're in Sydney anyway, you'll see little programs on the street. I've had a little look through, but not a really close look. So I'm sure there's a lot of stuff out there that I haven't noticed yet.
Yeah. Well, see, the problem with cover bands, especially when they get really popular, is that they don't really make any money off of their CDs because all their music is basically paying off royalties to the original artists. So the only way this band makes money is through touring. And so I guess my point is you should go see them if you can, because I think I think that French girl is cute, and
that's a great reason.
Can you tell me who the whitest boy alive is? Because they sold out their show, and I've never heard of this band. And usually, I'm pretty up and up.
Wow, I've heard of them. Hang on, let me investigate here. Are they Australian? I don't even know.
I don't know. They sound Australian, especially with the title, the whitest boy.
Oh, and the dude's name looks like it's Scandinavian or something.
Oh, okay, I could be wrong. But anyway, yeah, I've never heard of them. And, you know, usually when a show sells out, it's usually a pretty popular band or some kind of musician I've heard of. But yeah, so I was just wondering about that.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of them before, but I couldn't name any of their songs. So... Terrible of me. Medieval times. We found it hard to deal with when our dreams come true. As if happiness exists in the world at a fixed amount. And if you feel up, somebody somewhere else feels down.
So yeah, I mean, you guys have a really good lineup because I love Beth Orton and she's playing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm actually kind of surprised she hasn't really done much since for at least 4 or 5 years now. I haven't heard from her, at least anything new.
No, me neither.
And then A.A. Bondi, who is from the U.S., he looks like he's going to commit suicide anytime soon, so you may want to see him before he does that.
What do you say? He looks like it? Or is like well-known fact that he's not a happy guy?
Well, you know what? I think his music, it comes out really depressing, and I saw him open up for Kids or the Cold War Kids or the... Mm-hmm. You know, they're like a very energetic, fun band. And then he opens up for them and he really dragged down the house. You know how, like, you don't want to pitch two bands that don't sound alike on stage? Well, whoever booked that tour, like, did an awful job because he sounds, you know, not happy at all. And, so his song's about, shooting himself and hookers and good times. And drugs.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of drugs, I think, yeah. Cocaine and... Yeah, or at least, you know, that's what I thought I heard when I saw him. Anyway.
Sounds good. Killed myself when I was young. Killed myself when I was young. With my fingers on a poison gun. With my fingers on a poison gun. Cause I had to. Sons and Daughters haven't seen yet, but that would be kind of cool as well.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of buzz here as well. Are they getting played on Triple J and stuff? Or
I don't really listen to Triple J all that much, I must admit. But I know I've got their new album, and it's not too bad.
They're not really related, right?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. You guys also have okay, so I've never heard of Meow Meow, but I accidentally went to one of her show, and she is really fun. She's more of a kind of cabaret kind of show. Like, it's not a typical like a rock concert at all. So if if you're not doing anything, I think she's really fun to watch as well. She talks a lot, so expect not so much music, but more of her insulting you.
Oh, great. So if I'm feeling too happy that night, I'll just pop along.
No, and don't stay close to the front of the stage, because she will pull you up on stage and basically kind of embarrass you. So yeah, I would be at the back if I were you.
Blah 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 blah. Wow, Helen Chevantal, the McKee. Sorry, I should have warmed up. That is so unprofessional.
Tune yards have gotten massive attention last year, and I don't really understand why, but she's been on all the talk radios, NPR, for instance, and people seem to really love Tune Yards. But have you heard of Tune Yards? She spells it really funky, like
No.
small y, large a, small r, large d. And I think whenever artists do that, like when they like capitalize random letters, I think they're like under the age of 12, you know?
I just think their caps lock button is broken.
Yeah, or something like that. But they tend to be younger, I think, and you're gonna outgrow that. And but yeah, no interest in her at all. Tune Yards.
I've never heard of her, so.
Okay, kind of folky, experimental, little pots and pans. But anyway, but yeah, you're really more excited about Jay Mascus, right?
Yeah, well, I think it'll be good. I've not seen him before. I'm not his biggest fan. I mean,
Where did you like Dinosaur Jr.?
another band that sort of I didn't get into so much when they were big. Not I don't dislike them. I was kind of more focused on other types of music at the time.
All right.
But yeah, I do like them.
All right, yeah. I think they came around the same time as Pearl Jam and all those bands, and they seem to have been grouped maybe unfairly with them.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why I never really got I took much note didn't take much notice of them at the time because Pearl Jam I just didn't really get
Well, incidentally, Pearl Jam turned 20 years old, and apparently they're DVD is like the number one, on the Billboard charts here, which is insane for a band that's been around for 20 years, and with practically no promotion. So Pearl Jam still have their legion of fans.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Mascus kind of freaks me out because he has this white hair.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw him. It's not what I imagined him to look like. For some reason, I had imagined him to look more like Steve Malkmus
Oh, right. There was
in my head. But when I saw this dude who looked like a wizard, it was like, no, that's not what he looked
a warlock.
like.
But you know what? I got a chance to see Jay Mascus here, but I actually couldn't make it to his show, so I actually apologize to Jay Mascus personally if I could.
I'm sure he noticed him.
Yes.
Sad.
And it can't be good if I'm the one who's me. And we were off again. And I just could not believe it took so long again. I should have known, should have seen, said my love. That was the only way to be, not enough. Then the future came to me, and I know my mind, I'm out of time, it's over. And I leave in years, there's no way to show. Can we be loved? Are they actually showing or doing West Side Story as?
I think what that is there's some orchestra, I don't know which orchestra, but they're pretty much, it's kind of like the opposite to karaoke, I think. They're like, they're just playing the music along with it.
Oh, so you're seeing the movie and a live orchestra.
Yeah, so it's the Sydney Symphony Orchestra playing along to the newly remastered film with original vocals and dialogue. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I love West Side Story, and it's kind of funny, but they don't make musical movies anymore. And at the height of West Side Story was when, you know, Guys and Dolls and all these like musicals were coming out. And that movie, I just love all the songs on that soundtrack. Have you seen it or?
Yeah, no, I haven't actually. But you know, they're the sort of songs that you know, but you don't realize you know until
you hear it.
Someone tells you, oh, that's from blah blah blah. I say, oh, I didn't know that.
When you're a jet, till your first cigarette. You know, no.
No, not that one. Well, not when you sing it. Anyway.
I think my favorite is Officer Krowski. That's a good one. Officer Krowski, we're down on our knees. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, obviously the 50s singing style has changed.
I think it's kind of funny because we do, I suppose the musicals we get these days are like Hairspray and High School Musical and that sort of crap that's more aimed at kids. But back in the olden days, they were aimed at everyone.
My daddy beats my mommy, my mommy clobbers me, my grandpa is a commie, my grandma pushes tea, my sister wears a mustache, my brother wears a dress, goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes, Officer Krupke, he shouldn't be here. This boy don't need a couch, he needs a useful career. Society's played him a terrible trick. Unsociologically, he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick. We are sick. We are sick. 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 Like we're sociologically sick.
Let's talk about Hall & Oates, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of excitement when the announcement came out. The Hall & Oates were playing at the Sydney Entertainment Centre. Must have been more than a month ago. There's quite a few people I know who have this sad love of them. So it'd be quite a posse I'll be going with, I think. I actually have a friend who apparently she claims that only the weekend before the tickets went on sale, she'd been talking to her husband and had said that she would pay up to $1,000 to see Hall & Oates play. And like she'd actually sat down and thought about how much she'd spend, and $1,000 was, you know. But luckily tickets aren't $1,000, so
oh,
you know.
Wow, she could have been the breadwinner there with the.
I should have bought her one and told her that it was $1,000.
I'll give you a discount, $999.
So yeah, that's pretty exciting, and they're being supported by. This is in February, by the way.
Yeah, February 2012. That's ridiculous. That's like 5 years ahead of my time. Like, wow.
I can only assume as well that there's still tickets available.
Yes, of course. But yeah, who's opening up for them?
Ice House, which is
another legendary band from the 80s.
Yeah, I'm actually just, or possibly even a little bit more excited to see Ice House than I am Hall & Oates. Because, I mean, there was one show that Ice House played at that I didn't go to, but...
I mean, I would love to see them as well. Obviously, just to do that one song and then they can leave, but...
Ice House?
Yeah.
Ah, they've got lots of brilliant songs.
In Australia, maybe, but not here. But Hall & Oates, an American duo, is more, you know, they had a string of hits in the 80s.
They've got like some kind of triple CD best of collection or something insane.
Oh, yeah. So are you looking forward to Kiss on My List? No?
Well, yes, but I'm just trying to think of which song is my favorite. Because, you know, there's the... Out of Touch. Okay. Out of Touch is like the one that I think I know the most. Maneater's pretty good.
Yeah. Private Eyes, that's another.
Private Eyes, yeah, that's a good. That's quite a good one.
Or how about I Can't Go For That? No Can Do.
I like that one. That reminds me of a certain wedding I went to not long ago.
Yeah, obviously the hits keeps coming and. Is Oates? He's the mustache guy, right?
I don't know which is which, to tell you the truth. And in my head, they both have mustaches. So,
well, Daryl Hall, for a time, I think actually he still does, but he plays music out of his house, and if you're a huge fan, you will pay him some money, and you get to watch him, you know. Doodling around, playing new songs for his fans. So I think that's really an interesting way of making money. But obviously, that's not paying all the bills. So he's back together with John Oates, who I think he's the guy with the huge mustachio in the 80s. You know,
the 80s. There's the blonde one.
Yeah,
and
that's
the blonde one. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure you'll let me know all about it when you see them in 2012.
Oh, yeah. I know. So far away. Although Jay Maskus is in January, so that's 2012 too.
Oh my God, are you doing anything for December? That's ridiculous.
I'm sure stuff will pop up. You know how it is.
Anyway, you know, I only have one of their CDs, and it is a best of CDs. It's not that triple deluxe album for Hall & Oates, but it has all the hits, and I think that's fine for me. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't actually think I have any of their CDs. I think I just have one or two songs here and there. But it's like one of those bands that you just know.
Right.
You know their songs. Yeah. Like you can probably sing them from memory. Like you don't need a CD. remember, but I know Roxette are also touring.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty bad.
You're like bringing back all these great bands. Like,
I'm not. It's not me. I don't like Roxette. It's one of those bands.
You got the look, the looks.
It just annoys me.
All right. Well.
For some reason, it just.
Well, they're Swedish, so maybe that's. Anyway, no, I like Roxette. I think they obviously, haven't done much for a long time. And
see, they're playing February as well.
Yeah.
So there might be some. I don't know.
What is up with that? Is something in the water? Is that what's making all
this? Maybe there's going to be some festival of like really old bands in February or something. Maybe there's yeah.
I mean, speaking of reunion, I mean, like the Stone Roses got back together. I mean, that's.
That's a bit. I don't know if scary is not the right word, but it's like, yeah, they must just need cash because how could they end such a feud? after so many years of like refusing to get back together,
so I don't care. I think it's gonna be awesome. And the only problem I have with it is that they are coinciding it with a brand new CD with new Stone Roses song. So I'm kind of sketchy about that. But I mean, I wouldn't mind hearing the old hits.
Of course. I mean, they've announced an Australian tour, but they haven't said when. They've said they're definitely coming here.
Right.
And I'll go for sure. But I might not be happy.
I think
because it's not going to be cheap.
Right. And I think I would have a problem if they played a bunch of new songs and maybe throw in "Fool's Gold" or something. Or, you know, and that may be a problem, but I haven't seen the set list or anything. They haven't played yet, but all their shows have sold out in the UK. I don't know if you heard about that. I'm assuming they're going to come to the US, but they haven't announced any solid dates or anything like that. So I'm kind of excited because obviously we haven't seen John Swire and, you know, Ian Brown, and who's the guy with the hat?
I know Manny, and there's one more whose name I don't know.
Yeah, the guy with the hat.
Yeah, hat guy.
The drummer, the hat drummer.
I probably know his name, I won't kill myself, but I'll be smacking myself for not saying it. But yeah, I can't think of it right now.
Oh, can I also add that I don't think they age very well. Normally, like if you see Harrison Ford, that's the guy who aged gracefully. These guys, I don't think they're much older than I am, but they look terrible. I mean, not to say anything, but I mean, didn't it look like they've like seen the best years of their life past them?
I don't know, Manny. Manny close up has always looked a bit dead. He's awesome though. I mean, he did I went on a cruise. It was like a cruise, and he DJ'd on it.
Okay.
I asked him to play Dodgy for me, and he had a good look, but he couldn't find it. So he actually like apologized to me that he couldn't play it. he's pretty nice.
I'm sure it was on purpose that he accidentally lost it.
Yeah, well, I don't care, but the fact that he actually made a point of apologizing, that's quite nice of him. And, you know, Ian Brown, he's been around, like, hasn't been out of the limelight sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've not really noticed his change in.
Do you know if one of the band member was in the Soup Dragon or am I not remembering correctly?
Soup Dragon.
Yeah, they think like when they broke up, I think like they kind of all went kind of different ways. Like I know that one of them played with Black Grapes, and I thought it was Soup Dragon, but I'm probably
it was
wrong.
The Seahorses, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, Seahorses, John Squire, venture. Oh well, don't worry about it. I'm sure it. I have faulty memories.
Sometimes I
So this band called The Good Nature, they're out of the UK, and I really like what I heard. Normally I get a lot of these random bands, but you know, and I'll put it on like, I've heard this before or whatever, but you know, maybe The Good Nature isn't that good, but I really like that they have a lot of lyrics, and they have great lyrics. And like one of the songs, the Skeleton, has this great line called "Strip it, take it off, don't stop, so hot," and it's just really good, and it sounds really good in the song. Hopefully they will be touring the US after they've released their— they don't even have a full album, by the way. They only have two EPs, so they're a very young band. So obviously they will only get better as time goes by, or get worse. Either way, it should be good to see them. I should send you some of their stuff, because I think you'll like it. Do you like electro pop stuff, like, you know, that—
sometimes
you know, like La Rue or whatever, that how you say—
yeah, not really.
Don't like that. Okay, like... then you probably won't like The Good Nature.
Excellent. Oh well, as long as we've sorted that.
Okay, good.